Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. And when Parler comes back, we're there also as the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us at our website. Just go over there and sign up for all the little details that we send out. We do not send you advertisements. We don't solicit. We don't give your email or any of that to anybody else. It's just for show information and events that are coming up that we're doing. And the Captain's America Third Watch.com is the place to go, and I'll see you there. In the meantime, right here, hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure would.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to mention, yesterday we had this boat parade on the Hillsborough River in Tampa, and a couple of things went ballistic, viral, they call it, on the internet yesterday. There was a picture of Bucks quarterback Tom Brady throwing the Super Bowl trophy to Rod Gronkowski, and from one boat to another, I don't know, probably was 8 to 10 feet, might have been a little further than that, not sure, but we were told after it was done that that wasn't the real trophy.
Oh, really? Well, I hope not.
because they've got the copies that they make, but I believe, and I hope I'm right with this, but this is what I heard, that the real trophy was still sitting over at One Buck Place on display, and they did have this whatever they call it, imitation thing that they take with them when they go out to different things so that people can see whatever. And that's what this was. And anyway, supposedly, but we'll see. But it definitely got the internet going. And then we found out that Mr. Brady and crew were drinking quite a bit of tequila.
That's what I hear. Yes, this is some of the reports I've seen.
Well, you know, they're entitled to celebrate. And, and he wasn't driving. He wasn't driving a boat, and he wasn't driving a car, come to find out.
Well, exactly. So, that's right.
Yep.
I mean, I think he might have earned it at this point.
Now, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but, you know, I have so little respect for Hollywood celebrities, unless maybe they're people that I know are conservative, that they've been picked on many times over. But, like John Voight, for example, because I've met him two times now in my lifetime, and he's just a real gentleman's gentleman. But Hollywood celebrities have come out, and they've cheered Joe Biden's executive order, killing the oil industry jobs. But now, that's not enough. They want a lot more.
They do want a lot more, and they want the other pipelines, you know, taken down as well.
Yeah, all of them. There's four of them.
Yeah.
And more major ones.
Exactly. And so they especially because, you know, President Trump during his administration gave the okay, for one of these other major pipelines. And so unfortunately, it just goes to show that there's a real disconnect going on, Captain. We're talking about real people with real jobs, and to couch it in the phraseology of, well, this is all saving the environment, basically, or creating that kind of thing, for the environment, or the environmental, movement, basically, just again, doesn't seem to really cut it. Because, again, there are great ways to transition to different energy sources. How about this? Mission-specific energy sources, the all-of-the-above strategy. But you can't just go right in and cut it all off the way that the Biden administration has done. And then to sort of pile on with this just adds insult to injury. There are great ways to be able to make effect real good change and go into the future and all that. But you can't simply pull the rug out from under the U.S. energy industry and hobble all of us at the same time. It's not fair.
Now, Senator Mike Lee yesterday came out after some statements made in the impeachment trial about him were not factually correct. And he stood up and challenged it to Leahy, who's running the proceedings, and he said that contrary to the fact, what you people are saying is not accurate. It's not true. That's not what I said. That's not the way I said it. And he proceeded to mention three times what he had said. Well, he managed to get the record revised. He managed to get the record revised by saying exactly what he said in the way that he said it. So that's good. But he also said, you know something? Maybe I will be the testify as a witness to what these people are trying to do. Because as it was, we didn't know there were going to be any witnesses or who they were. But I think one of them should be the Capitol Police Chief because of what he tried to do, and Trump tried to help him. But he was shut down by the D.C. mayor and company.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, I think it's so important. What happened at the Capitol was obviously wrong. It was reprehensible. Nobody supports it. But you have to be able to investigate, get the facts, and get them out there.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. By the way, folks, when we come back, did you hear the fact that the Georgia prosecutors, state prosecutors, are now going to start investigating Donald Trump for criminal wrongdoings in the state of Georgia? Oh, boy. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
And I
take it away, Captain.
And I stepped on our announcer man. Didn't mean to do that, Mr. Announcer Guy, but he'll apologize. I'll apologize to him in a minute. Caller, hang on. I'll be right to you. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. You know, if you got a windshield and it's chipped or cracked, there's gold waiting in that darn windshield, because if you give it an inspection today, and if you find a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 put in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. You heard me right. They will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance, of course, is required from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte and all areas in between. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, you get a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, the captain, sent you. That's 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. I want to see if this guy's surviving, this guy or girl, whoever's on the line. They're from Kentucky. I know that much. Okay, Kentucky, how's the ice storm? Who is this?
Hi, this is Pat. Captain,
how's the ice storm?
Well, no ice storm yet. Not where I'm at. Just a lot of rain, and it is getting colder, so...
Yeah, well, it's going to freeze. That's what they're telling us here.
Yeah, I assume we're going to have that. Kyle, you did a great job on your, you're just doing great. But, Captain, I got, when you said something about Georgia going after It's under Trump now.
That's right.
Do you think he's trying to do what they did to I can't think of his name right now, Mike Flynn, and trying to break him by keeping him in court so that he would not have the money to run again for any platform? I like what you said earlier about the $10, and maybe everyone could do that and help support his lawyers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll address the Georgia thing since I was going to talk about that right now, okay?
Okay, but that would be a great idea, what you said earlier about the
money
and to help him with his lawyer fees.
And we're going to mention that again, too. But thank you very much, Pat. Okay, so that's Pat out in up in Kentucky. Well, Kyle, what's going on in Georgia is the prosecutors that are there, state prosecutors, have opened a criminal investigation into Donald Trump for a couple of things that they say that he did that they think was criminal. What were they?
Well, they believe that he would be soliciting election fraud, trying to get the Secretary of State there in Georgia to commit election fraud by, quote, finding votes. That's basically what the center's around.
Yeah. And, of course, Stacey Abrams never did anything like that. Stacey Abrams never did ballot harvesting when it was illegal in the state of Georgia to do, which is why we need voter ID, because there would be no more ballot harvesting. You'd have to have picture ID, and a thumbprint on a card to be able to prove the fact that it was your vote that they were getting.
Well, exactly right. And of course, you know, the idea that you can go around and just grab a bunch of votes and turn them in, you know, just doesn't seem to really pass the smell test.
Yeah.
But you know, with this this investigation, one of the things, of course, the idea is that they would try to say that, again, Trump tried to get this person to do something wrong.
Right.
But the Trump people will likely argue that they'll say, well, wait a minute, President Trump thought for sure, legitimately, he believed that the election had been tainted in some way. And so he was trying to right the wrong rather than say, here, go out and court, find votes. I don't think he told him to go find votes or manufacture votes.
No.
I think he was saying, if we find these many votes of fraudulent things that we can disqualify, then that gives the state to me.
Now, do you remember the Mr. Guaranteed Annual Income presidential candidate man?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's
Andrew Yang.
Andrew Wang.
He's running for New York City mayor, and he now commands a double-digit lead in the Democratic primary for mayor. His closest rivals are Brooklyn Borough President Eric Abrams and Comptroller Scott String. He's beating the establishment characters there, but I'll bet you right now, and I don't know for sure because I haven't really paid a lot of attention until now, I'll bet you he's promising the same sort of thing up there in New York.
Well, he certainly is, I'm sure, and because that is his claim to fame. That is, you know, it helps to define who Andrew Yang is. And the universal basic income thing is just exactly that.
Now I'm going to be a poet, and I know it. You ready?
Okay.
The boss was hitting the sauce. We're talking about the Born to Run rocker, Bruce Springsteen, who was busted for drunk driving some 3 months ago when he was behind the wheel of a vehicle at the Jersey Shore. Now, as a result of that, he's had his license suspended, because that happens immediately when you have a DWI. He did not have a DUI. He had a DWI. That's a felony charge. And Jeep, as a result, deleted his Super Bowl ad from YouTube following the DWI revelation. So now it looks like the boss is going to be staying out of the sauce, and he's going to be doing a lot more walking for at least a year while he's lost his New Jersey driver's license.
Well, you know, obviously, that's a very, very serious thing. You can't drive a motor vehicle while you're under, you're intoxicated, basically. It just can't happen. But I'm wondering here, Captain, if Jeep thinks that this is sort of a blessing in disguise in terms of this revelation. It did happen.
Oh, they got a bunch of harassment and comments made over that ad with him in there, with the comments he made.
Right, exactly, because Bruce Springsteen, as much as we love his music and everything, and he's the boss, but basically he has said a lot of things about Trump, which seem to belie the unity of the commercial.
Well, Born in the USA was actually a war protest song. It was not a patriotic song. It was a war protest song.
That's right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people didn't understand that because they just thought, oh, it sounds great. Born in the USA. Yeah. You know, that's all they heard. But anyway, okay, so here we go again. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They said double masking or wearing tightly fitted masks can reduce exposure to coronavirus by about 95%, according to a new study published by the CDC. Well, remember I told you about what we wore in the fire service, our SCBA?
Right, right.
Which totally blocks out the air. When you put the air tank on, it makes a seal to where you're breathing the compressed air that's on your air tank for about 45 minutes. Maybe that's what they want us to do, is walk around with air tanks on our back so we can't breathe anything but pure air.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be flip here, but do we have to have space helmets on or something? Can they ramp up the...
Well, that's what the SCBA was. We had it up over our head and our helmet on top of that. We made a seal, and we were breathing, air. We were breathing clean air, so we didn't suck in the smoke and everything else that was around.
Right. Well, and again, everybody wants to be safe. Everybody wants to take the right precautions in order to defend against coronavirus, but... I think it begs the question, are things getting better or are they getting worse in terms of what these recommendations imply? Because again, even though if numbers go down, then suddenly you can't come out of your house yet because the numbers will go back up.
And when did you think you would hear Bernie Sanders and Lindsey Graham agreeing on something when they confronted Joe Biden over his vicious attacks on his political rivals? They said, hey, Joe, knock it off.
Well,
both of them said that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes for strange bedfellows sometimes. but at the very least, though, maybe it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and finally for this segment, a California City Council member wants a lawsuit against the school district for the school shutdown, saying that they are ignoring the science that's been presented.
Well, this is so controversial, so toxic, because we've got so many things at stake here, not the least of which is the mental health of the school kids, right?
Right.
They've not been able to go back and socialize. This is, and I hear this, I'm a parent, I hear about this stuff.
But you heard about the rule for opening the schools, right?
What was that?
One day a week.
Oh, yeah, the one day a week thing.
Yes, the schools will be open when they go one day a week, and they'll still get their money. No.
It's flabbergasting to hear that.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight hours. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number, and again, check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and sign up, become a member of the Captain's Army, and we'll tell you what's going on when it's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Senator Bill Hagerty agrees that the video from January 6th is painful to watch. But the Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that it doesn't justify what he calls an unconstitutional show trial.
Well, watching the videos is very painful. The violence that occurred that day was immediately condemned by me and by every other member of the Republican conference. In fact, I don't know a single senator who didn't condemn that violence. And in fact, over 200 people are now being prosecuted under criminal statutes for the violence that took place that day. That's the venue to deal with this. There's civil laws, there are criminal laws for private citizens to be dealt with. It's not an unconstitutional impeachment trial. That's not what the Senate should be designed for. We've got serious work to be doing. Instead, we're going through a political, partisan show trial.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And what do 450,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend yourself by whatever means you have to defend yourself by. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they all know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The first person they look at when they pull up to the scene is you. So, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link right there, dead center part of the page, and you'll be glad you did. It could save you a whole bunch of grief down the line. And I am a life member. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. Mr. Zucker. Of CNN fame. Actually, Jeff Zucker's from other places, but CNN fame. He is going to be leaving CNN shortly, right?
That's what we understand, yeah.
Now, the critics of CNN are wondering whether or not the network's hyper-partisan turn that they've made over the past few years is going to change.
Well, That's a really good question. I don't think it's really going to change all that much. We continue to see a lot of the same kind of stuff in light of the impeachment trial. At the same time, though, Captain, it just seems like they really need to have the ratings. And to get the ratings, they have to have some kind of huge problem every 5 seconds. And unfortunately, the Biden administration, we know what's going on in terms of what the Biden administration is doing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, to them, it's boring over there, I'm sure. So they need to have something that continues to cause the chaos.
Well, Zucker will give him something when he leaves. So I'll be talking about that, right?
Well, sure. And, of course, Jeff Zucker had something to do at NBC before when The Apprentice started up. And a lot of times, this isn't a fleshed out theory. It's just sort of anecdotal, I think. But it just seems like a lot of some of these news people, entertainment people, they just have a personal thing against Trump that I think transcends any kind of idea about lower taxes or deregulation. And that's what's driven a lot of this, I think.
Yeah. Now, I want to say something about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh's producer, and I get something from Snerdly every day, updates fans, updated the fans, and they said to offer prayers for the icon who's been off the air for over a week because of the treatments that he's been receiving. But Rush Limbaugh wrote something, and I'm going to read it here. It's entitled, "My Days on Earth Are Numbered." He says, "But before I fade away, there's something important I need to say. It may not be important to anyone else, but it's important to me. Win, lose, or fraud. President Trump, I want to say thank you for the last 4 years. Thank you for making it cool to be an American again. Thank you for showing us that we don't need to be under China's thumb anymore, economically or in any other way. Thank you for one of the strongest economies we've ever experienced in my lifetime. Thank you for all you've done for the minority communities and the outstanding decrease in the unemployment rate you had. Thank you for making it feel good to love our country and to be proud of America again. Thank you for supporting our nation's flag and the men and women who fought for the freedom that stand behind that flag. Thank you for supporting our nation's law enforcement organizations and understanding how difficult their job really is. Thank you for quelling the flood of illegal immigration and bringing to justice the thousands of criminals that flood brought us. Thank you for giving corporations a reason to come back to America to make our own products and put our Americans back to work. Thank you for bringing our troops home from endless deployments that presented us with little more than body bags for your commitment to strengthening our military. Thank you for Operation Warp Speed and for keeping your promise to bringing the COVID-19 vaccine to us in less than a year. Thank you for your never-ending attempts at bringing peace to the Middle East and your support for Israel. Thank you for your tax relief, and thank you for your energy independence. Most of all, though, thank you for taking a damn rotten job that you never had to take. Thank you for caring enough for this country to want to try to make a difference. Thank you for showing America how little career politicians actually work for the constituents and for showing us how much those politicians despise you, for showing America how easy it is to build a great nation rather than rape her to line their own pockets and stock portfolios. Thank you for allowing us to experience a president that wasn't a lifelong politician but a lifelong American. Thank you, Mr. President. You did your best, Rush Limbaugh."
Well, very, very powerful.
Yep.
And
he is in very bad shape. He's literally living day to day.
Exactly. And that's why I obviously continue to pray for Rush.
Yep.
And it is a very, very sad thing indeed. And our prayers go out for Rush, and our hearts are just with him.
Yep. He opened the doors for all the rest of us, because I remember when I first heard him, "With talent on loan from God." And I heard that, and I heard his announcer, because I was in New York. So, of course, I heard him when he came to New York, and he was, the people in New York were ripping him. "Who the hell is this guy?"
They soon found out. This is the guy that's going to rewrite the book on broadcasting.
Yeah.
This is the guy who created a brand, I think, where there really was no brand.
Yep.
And made it look easy. But
now, now House Republicans have cautioned the Biden administration against weakening the vetting of refugees. Now, that means we need to know the who, what, when, where, why, and how of where these people came from and who they are. And if we can't identify them and they can't prove who they are, we can't let them in. It's just the way it is.
Well, Captain, this is the basis of why President Trump said from certain countries, we're not going to accept people coming into the country because they can't be vetted. So we don't know if someone getting on an airplane has terrorist ties or any other extremists. I mean, with all the talk about extremists and how terrible it is, and it is terrible, it wasn't a Muslim ban as it was called. But that's exactly the principle of the thing, is you got to know who's coming into the country.
Yeah, and one of the squad members wants to, or is backing the Manhattan DA, one of the Manhattan DA candidates, who wants to aggressively decarcerate New York. In other words, turn the prisoners loose.
Well, this is a trend whose time has never come and won't come. It smacks of like what's going on out here in the Los Angeles area with the new DA there. And that is, again, somehow, if somebody's in jail, it can only be because of some kind of racial issue or something like that. There doesn't seem to be a practical way to review this, at least from their perspective.
Yep. And House Republicans are vowing to retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all as Speaker this next election cycle, 2022. And I am a part of a very large grassroots movement across the country, which, by the way, we're starting up at the local level. Remember, all politics are local. Think nationally, act local. And we're activating groups all across the country. And my radio show is one of the platforms that's being used for that. DefendFlorida.org is the one here in my state. You can have and start up DefendCalifornia.org. You can do DefendIllinois.org. You can just pick a state and do that. And all of that starts right here in Florida with the people that are doing it. So go to the website, DefendFlorida.org. Take a look at what's going on, and you'll see what's going on. And, man, right here, we're proud at the Captain's America Third Watch to be a very large voice in that movement. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are already involved.
Well, that's right. And this is where the real power for change resides.
Yep. And we are also starting up the Captain's, well, we aren't starting it up. We've got a group called the Captain's Army, but we're tying all that into the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're growing by leaps and bounds. We keep adding affiliates. We keep adding more people. And it astounds me, Kyle. Every night we've got people all around the world listening to us. The other night we had 27 countries tuned into this show on the Internet.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
thousands,
really
thousands of people.
Yep.
Thousands of people overseas. Okay, you hold on. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to do the Highway and Byway Report again. Going to take a look and see if anything's changed here in the roads. Maybe it has. Pat in Kentucky said it was just raining. But I'm telling you what, Pat, I see lots and lots of ice coming your direction. So it is what it is. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there she is, Donna Fiducia. By the way, she was the first gal to climb up in a traffic helicopter and fly over New York City years ago. Forget this. The old Howard Stern show when he was live on the Red-D-D-O. He wasn't on satellite that time. He was on radio in New York City. And she was the traffic girl, the traffic copter girl. So thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for all those great memories. And thank you for all the great years you put in also at Fox News. All right. Well, coming up, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And when we get done doing this, we're going to tell you all about the weather. It's out there across the country, and it's a humdinger. Here we go.
Next thing you know, the bartender's pouring, shots are flowing, got me stoned, and all I really know is that I should.
come and I deserve to. Cause I was all jacked up. All jacked up. Don't believe I've ever had this much. One thing I learned when you get tore up, don't start no jump when you're all jacked up.
All righty, that's a little Gretchen Wilson. That's an oldie but goodie, all jacked up. And by the way, Larry the Cable Guy was in that one, Kyle. And I don't know if you ever saw that video, but it's funny.
Very cool. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we got to get into the weather real quick here, and I'm going to read the statement real quick and then turn you loose because we got lots of weather going on out there again tonight. Now, the weather theme for the rest of the week is not pretty. It's freezing cold weather conditions for about the upper one-third of the country, and the rest of the week into the weekend, it's just going to be unbelievably cold, freezing cold, dangerous wind chills, especially across the central third of the U.S. The extensive our Arctic air mass is going to contribute to some winter events, ice and snow from the southern plains to the middle Atlantic. And I'm telling you, Pat, over there in Kentucky, it's coming to you, coming right to you. And in the Wednesday through Friday area and into the weekend, a winter storm is emerging out there in the far west in Washington, in Oregon, and Idaho. Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're going to do a quick lightning round here. We do have winter weather advisory in the eastern part of California. This is going to cover the Yosemite National Park area, reaching all the way up through Reno, Carson City, and it's going to continue on a little bit into northern California. In Oregon, as you mentioned, we do have winter weather advisory there. Portland, Oregon, going to see rain and snow here for the next few days, turning to looks like rain early next week. Seattle, basic same story right there, but we do have winter weather advisories, so be careful across I-84 and I-90, of course, tonight. Up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, near 4th of July Pass, we have icy patches on the road, new snow accumulating there. Be on the watch for that. Big wind chill warning across most of Montana, almost all of Montana, actually, tonight, especially in the northern parts. We have the warning. Southern parts, we have the advisory there, so be careful with that. Also, winter storm warning going across I-80 near Elk Mountain. We got an air quality alert in the Denver area for our friends in Denver. Also, winter weather advisory all the way throughout central Utah tonight. So be very careful coming up I-15 through Utah as you go through there tonight. And also in Idaho near Boise, we've got a winter weather advisory as well. Same story near Idaho Falls along I-15.
Yep, I-84 Cabbage. You might have to throw iron up there tonight, too, because it looks like as if they're getting some heavy snow up that way. Okay, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Kansas. You've got wind chill advisory warnings the first 100 miles south. Right now, on up there of North Dakota, you've got the wind chills down 50, 55 below zero. Also, the northwestern corner of Minnesota, same scenario. All of Minnesota, wind chill advisory and below zero wind chill factors down into the upper half of Iowa. All of Wisconsin. Now, to add to the mix tonight, here comes upstate New York, north of Albany, through the Adirondacks. Wind chill advisory there, zero temperatures or below. Vermont, New Hampshire, and the upper part of Maine, all the same there as well. Now, backing off down into Texas, from Lubbock on down to Midland, on down to Pecos, over east on I-20, about 100 miles, almost to San Antonio, but not quite, but in the hilly sections west, you've got snow over into the Metroplex, Dallas, and then you got snow up into Oklahoma. Then it kind of angles its way over up into Arkansas. Most of Arkansas is under snow tonight, except for the southeastern part and Missouri. You've got snow coming across Missouri right now over to St. Louis. But in the southeastern corner of Arkansas, going up into the Memphis area in Tennessee, and that little northwestern part of Mississippi right now, you have got a freezing rain advisory where it is raining,
It is well below freezing, and you are getting ice on everything and anything. That's coming to Kentucky. If it's not already there, hang on. It's coming your way. Winter storm warning in the southern tip of Indiana tonight. Winter storm warning coming across towards Ohio, which includes Covington, Kentucky, and the Cincinnati area. Snow a little bit further coming out of Cincinnati. The western part of West Virginia tonight, you have got a winter storm warning there. You've got a general mix of snow coming all the way across as well, and into Maryland, halfway across Pennsylvania, and also, let's see here, Virginia, snow in the upper portion of Virginia, and looks like we're going to have snow pours over into New Jersey and up towards New York City, which eventually found its way into New England. Kyle, that's what we got going on there. And tell us about how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And this is, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch. And, well, I forgot to mention to you, doggone it, I forgot to mention, I better mention it now before we run out of time. We've got a big-time dense fog advisory across, let's see, just north of I-4 all the way across. It also comes up into Jacksonville, up into Savannah, all the way across to New Orleans, and then along the edge of the Gulf, all the way to Houston, Texas tonight. Dense fog advisory goes right up to Atlanta. Dense fog advisory comes across Birmingham on I-20 over into Mississippi, and it runs south of I-20 in Louisiana down to New Orleans, and then I-12 coming across there, dense fog advisory, and again, as I said, along I-10 all the way to Houston. All righty, let's go to the phone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm not going to get into a lot of discussion about the impeachment thing, but I will say that Hollywood did a pretty good deal patching together that stuff, and they put stuff in there to make it sound like things were a certain way, when in fact they weren't, when you took a look at the entire clips as to what people said and how they said it. But why am I not surprised?
Okay. Well, clearly they did edit an awful lot of stuff out.
Yeah.
The burden is really on the Trump team, on the Trump legal team as a countermeasure to this. And I hope that, you know, they are well prepared. We heard several days ago that they had looked at their own video footage. They have their own evidence. I hope that they are as polished as the Democrats have been.
Yeah, they need to get that police chief in there from the Capitol Police, in my opinion.
Well, they can introduce it as part of the talking points, but so far they're not calling any witnesses.
Okay, well, hold that thought. Coming right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, don't go anywhere, because we shall return. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.